Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Basser. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're holding on Nedarim Daf Chesamad Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer of Gidol Omer Rav, Minayin Shnishboyin Lekayin Mesa Mitzvah. How do we know that a person can make a shvua that he will fulfill a mitzvah? Shnemar, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Nishbati Vakayema Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha. David HaMelech said that he would make a shvua and he would fulfill that shvua to mekayim the mitzvahs of Torah. So the Gemara asks on Rav Gidol Amarav, "V'aloi mushba va'imid mehar Sinai hu," that how could such a shvua work? He's mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. Bepashtus, what the Gemara means to say is that since he's mushba va'imid mehar Sinai, this shvua is not a shvua at all. So the Gemara answers that hakamash malon. What Rav Gidol is saying is that shari inish lezuzi nafshe. A person is allowed to make a shvua to be mezaris himself, to encourage himself to keep the mitzvahs of Torah. Now, l'chayra, the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara is quite difficult to understand. Because, memanushach, when a person makes a shvua to be mekayim the mitzvah, is the shvua chal, is he bound by his shvua, or he's not bound by his shvua? So, if he's not bound by his shvua, so then what does it mean, shari inish lezuzi nafshi? He's allowed to encourage himself to do the mitzvahs. If he's not bound by it, so first of all, what does it mean that it's shari le, it's mutter? He's not bound. He didn't do a shvua at all. So what should be the havamina that there's any problem? And second of all, how is this going to be a zeros for him? How's it going to be an encouragement for him to mekayim the mitzvah if there's no isser, if he's still just like before there was no isser due to his words? So if there's no shvua here, how's his words going to compel him to do the mitzvah? That's if we say that the shvua is not chal. But if we say the other way, that there is some sort of shvua over here, that the shvua is chal, at least partially, so then what's the Gemara asking that he's mushba v'imid mehar Sinayu? To whatever extent, the shvua is chal, so to that extent, he's not a mushba v'imid mehar Sinai. So that's the chayr with shver in the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. Now we'll see that there's two approaches in the Rishonim to understand our Gemara, and the Yisoid, the fundamental issue at hand, is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Baal Amor in Maseches Shuos. The Mishnah over there says that on Daf Chav Zayim and Aleph, the Mishnah says that someone who's nishba levatel as a mitzvah v'loy bitel potter. If someone makes a shua that he's going to violate a mitzvah, and he doesn't violate the mitzvah, rather he does the mitzvah the way he's supposed to, so the din is he's potter. If he makes a shvua l'kayim v'loikayim, he makes a shvua that he's going to mekayim mitzvah, and he winds up not being mekayim mitzvah, so also the Mishnah says that he's potter. So now, the Baal Ma'ar over there explains, when the Mishnah says that if a person makes a shvua to mekayim mitzvah, and he's not mekayim it, that he's potter, the Baal Ma'ar explains what the Mishnah means is that he's potter from a carbon on a shvua's bitoy. However, the Baal Ma'ar says that as far as the lav of Baal Yachal goes, that he'll taka biyavi, he'll get malchus for being over such a shvua because of Baal Yachal. And the Baal Ma'ar brings a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara in Nedarim says that nishboin l'kaimus a mitzvah, that a person could make a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah. So we see clearly that there is some sort of shvua here, which the Baal Ma'ar explains means that l'gabi Baal Yachal, the Gabi Malkus of Baal Yachal, there is a shvua here, and that's what the Gemara means when it says that nishboin l'kaimus a mitzvah. Now, the Ramban over there in Melchamis brings down this Baal Ma'ar, and he asks that farkert, our sugya would indicate that there is no shvua, that the shvua doesn't work. Because the Gemara asks on Rav Gidol Amarav, that he's mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai hu. So the Ramban asks on the Baal Ma'ar, according to the Baal Ma'ar, if there is a shvua l'gabi Baal Yachal, so what's the Gemara asking v'loi mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai? The Gemara should say simply that he's mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai only as far as the carbon goes. But as far as Baal Yachal goes, he's not mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai. So the Ramban says, so the Ramban argues on Baal Ma'ar, and he says that for Kerr, if anything, our Gemara proves that there is no shvua even l'gabi Baal Yachal. Now, so the Ran in our Gemara does learn like the Baal Ma'ar, and he addresses the Ramban's question. He says that what the Gemara means when it says, when the Gemara asks that v'lei mushba v'imid mehar Sinai hu, what the Gemara means to ask is that the Gemara understands from the fact that Rav Gidl has to invoke the pasuk of nishbati v'kayema, it must mean that there's a full-fledged shvua with all the dinei shvua. Because if it's not a full-fledged shvua, let's say it's only l'chal l'gabi b'yachal, so what's the Gemara saying that, what's the Gemara invoking from nishbati v'kayema? Rav Gidl should just say that you could be nishba l'kayemes a mitzvah, because since it's chal l'gabi b'yachal, so mele you could make such a shvua. Why does the Gemara, why does Rav Gidl invoke the pasuk of nishbati v'kayema? That was the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara answered that kumash v'lon d'shari inish l'zuzi nafshei, that for keret, there's a different reason why we need this pasuk of nishbati v'kayema. What he's telling us is not just that such a shvua is effective, but rather he's saying is from David Melch we can learn that it's a proper thing to do. Even though normally we'll see in the next blat on Daf Tes that ksheirim do not tend to make a shvua. However, we see from David Melch nishbati v'kayema lishma mishpatei tzidkecha that for a shvua l'dvar mitzvah, then it is l'chatchila to make a shvua. That is the approach of the Ramban. That is the approach of the Ran. And like we said, this is also the approach of the Balmar, and this is how Tosfos in Maseches Shu'ot also learns. Now, however, most Rishonim learn, like we said from the Ramban, that a Shu'a to Mekayimus Mitzvah is not Chal at all, not Legabi Karbin, and not even Legabi Bal Yachal. And that's really how the Rosh and Arasugya learns, Tosfos over here learns like that, the Ritva, the Rambam, and Hilchos Shu'os learns like that, and many other Rishonim, Rav Rishonim learn that when a person makes a Shu'a to Mekayim Mitzvah, there is nothing Chal whatsoever, Lagabi Bal Yachal. Now, according to this, it's very understandable what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, it means that what's Rav Gidl saying, that he's making a Shu'a Lekayim Mitzvah, there's no shua because he's mushba v'aymid me'asinai. But what's hard to understand is, what is the Gemara's teretz to that? The shari inish lezuzi nafshei. That a person's allowed to make a shua to be mezariz himself. If the shua is not chal, what should be the havamina that a person can't say diburim if they're not chal, l'gab b'hilchus shuas? That's one question. Another question is, how will it be mezariz him? In what way will it be mezariz him to do the mitzvah if he's over the mitzvah, he still is not over b'yachal? So what does the word mean? That it's shari leinish lezuzi nafshei. Now, the first question that we asked, that what's the havamina that it should be also to make such a shvua, the Rishonim really addressed that question. The Ritva over here says that the havamina would be that it's true, legabi the parasha shvua's bitoy, certainly there's no shvua over here. But the Ritva says, I would have a havamina that it would be a shvua shav, since anyways they have to do the mitzvah, and in making a shvua to do something they anyways have to do, I would have a havamina that that's a shvua shav. Kamashulon the Gemara, kamashulon Rav Gidl, that no, it's not a shvua shav. A person is allowed to make such a shvua, and there's no issue here whatsoever of a shvua shav. That is the Ritva's approach. Now, Lemaise, if you look at many Rishonim, they do not say, even though Ritva seems like a simple approach, many Rishonim do not speak out the Havamina like that. The Ramban, the Melchames, Tosfos, and our Gemara, they say a different shot. They say the Havamina is, they make an Ukimta, that we're talking, that the guy made a Shvua B'Shem, he invoked the Hashem's name when he made the Shvua, and they say that I would have a Havamina, it's usher to invoke Hashem's name in such a Shvua. Kamashwan the Gemara, Shari Leila Inish Lazuzi Navshe, a person is allowed for the purpose of being Mizaris himself to do the mitzvah, he's allowed to invoke the Shem Shemayim. Now, L'chaira, we have to understand why do these Rishonim not say like the Ritva? The Ritva's shot applies to every single Shua a person makes, is always going to have an issue with Shua Shav. And the Kamash Malon applies to every single Shu'a. Why do they say, make an Ukimta? Why do they say a Pshat that makes an Ukimta that's talking that he made a Shu'a B'Shem? Why do they say simply that the Havamina would be a Shu'a Shav? So in a broad way, we could just say that they, it could be they held that it's Pashat, that since I'm trying to do a Mitzvah, it's not called a Shu'a Shav. However, Shmuel Rozovsky says a much more pratistika mahalach. He wants to say, he says that these Rishonim hold that there's no Isser of Shmuel Shov only where a person's talking about something that's immaterial. The Moshe, a person says about a Evan, that it's an Evan, so that's a Shmuel Shov. But something where the subject matter is of importance, l'mashal, l'kayim es a mitzvah, that's an important thing to do, so then it's pashat, there's no shvuah shav. That's not a shvuah shav at all. There's no shaykhist being shav. It's not a shvuah about something which is shav. So since that's a pashat premise, so that can't be the havdim, mean of the Gemara, so therefore they had to make the sukimta that it's talking that he made a shvuah b'shem, and that the kamashmal, you could even make a shvuah b'shem to be mezarez nafshei. So that answers the question of what the Havmina is, why we need a Kamashmal on the Shari Enish Lazuzi Nafshei. However, we still have to understand how is it that making such a Shua binds the person to do the mitzvah. Since the Shua is not Chal, so then why is he bound to do the mitzvah? Now, the Miri over here says, to answer this question, he says a very big Kiddush. He says that when a person makes a Shua, L'kayim es a mitzvah, so it's true if he's mekayim it, it's not a shvuah shav. But if the person will go ahead in the end and be mevatel the mitzvah, so then retroactively it comes out that mafreya who was over on the iser of shvuah shav. Now this is a very big chiddush to say such a thing that at the time he made it, it's not a shvuah shav. And later on, but my actions, my subsequent actions, should be able to retroactively affect that it should be a shvuah shav. That's a very big chiddush. We don't see the other rishonim. No other rishon I saw says such a mahalach. And for Keret, the Rambam and the Radvaz speaks out lehegya like this in the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that there is no that for a shvuah l'kayim es a mitzvah, there is no concept whatsoever of a shvuah shav. And furthermore. The like we said from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky that the Rishonim that hold that doesn't apply the whole idea of a shvuah shav on something that's not l'shav, obviously you would not be able to say this mahalach that it retroactively turns into a shvuah shav. So the shaila is if there's no isser here, what is binding the person to keep his word? Why is it being mizarizim l'shayla l'zuzi nafshi? What zeros does he get out of making such a shvuah? Now, the Ksais HaChayshin in Simon Ayin Gimel, he's aiming on this Kasha, and he's there discussing over there someone who makes a Shua to pay his friend. And he brings the Ramban in the Melchamis over here that there's no Isser whatsoever of Bal Yachel on a Shua L'Kayim as a Mitzvah. But the Ksais speaks out that there is still, the Ramban agrees, there will be Usser for a person to violate a Shua. Now, the Ksais does not say at all what that Isser should be, what's the nature of that Isser. And for Ket, Afike Yam brings down this Tosis, and Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Vav Yisdal, he brings down this Ksais, and he's Matmi on him. He says, where do we find such an Isser? What possibly could there be a Makar from the Pasuk to say, from the Torah to say such an Isser? So, there's a Mahalach in the G'day Rosh Hashivas to explain this Ksais, and they want to say that the Shmuel Rozovsky speaks out like this, and the Minchas Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they bring down the Minchas Shlomo said pshat like this. They want to say that this, from the pasuk of Nishbati Vakeyemo itself, we learn that there's a concept of a new type of concept of a shvua called a shvua l'kayim es a mitzvah, and a person who's over the mitzvah, who makes a shvua and is over that mitzvah, is being over this new shvua of Nishbati Vakeyemo. So, l'chayr, it's a little shver, this mahalach. What does the Gemara mean when it says, shari lei le'inish l'zuzei nafshei? It comes out, it's not just shari lei le'inish l'zuzei nafshei, that it's mutter to do it. Rather, it comes out that it's effective. There is such a zeros to make such a shvuah. Now, l'chayr, it's shver. First of all, the Gemara of shari lei le'zuzei nafshei implies that the chiddush is a heter, not that there's such a concept in the first place. But besides that, L'chayetz Mukhrach and all the Rishonim that ask, have Mahalchim to explain the Maskan of the Gemara, what the Havamina was, Shari Leila Shuzuzi Nafshi. For example, the Dvar said, because I'd have Havamina Shuzuz Shav, and the Ramban says that the Havamina would be that of Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatala. L'chayre, the point is Rishayinu. It's evident they're not learning like this Mahalach. Because according to this, what the Kamash Malan of the Gemara is a very simple Kamash Malan. It's nothing to do with Shuvah Shav or being Maskir Shem Shemayim. The Kamash Malan is that there's such a concept in the first place. So, l'chayre, you see the Rishayinu al Koponim did not learn this Mahalach. So I want to suggest a different Mahalach to explain this Ramban and these Rishayinim and what the Ksais means when there's an Isser according to these Rishayinim also. There's Yishalmi at the end of the first pack of Brachas, and it's brought down in the Mishabura and Hilchas Kriyashma and Simon Samach Alf Sufkan Beis, that all the Aseres Adibris are Merumas in the Parshis of Kriyashma. The Yishalmi says that the Pasuk of Vahavta Hashem Lekecha is Merumas the Dibra of the Sarasa Dibras of Shuas Sheker. Lashon Yishami is Hai man de Rachim Lamalka Le Mishtava Bishmei Lashikra. Someone who has Ava towards the king does not invoke the name of the king for Shikarim. So it comes out that in every single time a person makes a Shuah, which winds up not to be true, so besides the Lavim and the Shuas Bitoy and the Balyachal, the person is also Pegeya in this concept of Avos Hashem. And this really explains why we find in the Torah that even before Matan Torah, they still made Shavuos. You find that Avram was Meshbi Eliezer, and you find that Yaakov and Lavan made Shavuos towards each other, and Paray is Meshbi Yosef. You find that even before Matan Torah, throughout the Torah, that you find that people are making Shavuos. L'chayra, if there's no Bal Yachal, then what effect does such a Shua have? But according to the Yishalmi, it's really understandable. Since there's a Pki in Avos Hashem, so like Rebbe Chanan says, the famous Rebbe Chanan in Kovitz Mamarim, that even before Matan Torah, people were still Mitzuvah on Inyanim of Midas. So the Midah of Avos Hashem is a basic Midah, and therefore, that's why even before Matan Torah, people still respected the concept of a Shua. So according to this, it's very gishmak what it means that Shariyei Leilin Inish Lazruzi Nafshi. We ask, what type of zeros is it if a person makes a shvua, if there's not going to be over Balyachal? The answer is it's true. He won't be over Balyachal. He won't be chayav a carbon. But he will, since there's a pkia be'etzim in Avos Hashem that has nothing to do with the parsha of Balyachal, so Mela, this shvua that he made will be bind him to do the mitzvah that he was nishba that he's going to fulfill. Brings down another memra from Rav Gidol Amarav. He said, "Ha'omer Ashkim va'eshne perek zeh esh mesechta zu neder gadol nadel l'kei Yisrael." Someone says, he declares that he will go ahead and learn a certain perek or learn a certain mesechta. So the din is that he said a neder gadol to the Baruch Shalom, neder gadol nadel l'kei Yisrael. So the Gemara asks on this, that how could you say that it's chal, the nether, he made a nether, he's mushba va'imid, there's already a mitzvah to learn Torah, vein shvua chal al shvuos, therefore the shvua should not be chal. And the Gemara answers that hakamash v'lon, that the chiddush of Gidol Merav is, kiven di bayu pater nafshei b'kriyashma shachis v'arvis, misham hachi chal shvuole. Since, as far as the din Torah to learn Torah, the mitzvah to learn Torah is concerned, if a person wants, he's mekayim v'gisa by yom v'layla, just by saying Kriyashma. Therefore, he doesn't have to, strictly speaking, like the Ran says, that there's no mefurish mitzvah to learn anything beyond Kriyashma. So since that's not mefurish in the Torah, so then, therefore, the Shua Ischal, and that's why neder gadol nadel l'kei Yisrael. Now, in this memory of Gidol Amarav's, there's a very basic thing that very basic difficulty. He starts off, he's pasach b'kad v'sayim b'chavis. He starts off that the person made a neder gadol nadel l'kei Yisrael. He starts off with the lashon of neder, that he has a neder on him. And then the Gemara ends off saying, v'ein shvua chal al shvua, that a shvua can't be chal on a shvua. It's mashma, that the person made a shvua. So did he make a neder or did he make a shvua? Why does the Gemara interchange the term of neder and shvua? Are we talking about a neder here or are we talking about a shvua? Now, and if we're going to say that it's a neder, besides the fact that the Gemara says, ein shvua chal al shvua, we have to understand that at a simple glance, the whole concept of mushba va'imed mehar sinai, who its mavur does not apply to neder. The Gemara says that if a neder, the neder is chal on Cheftei Shemayim. Only Shvu is not Chal. So it's hard to understand, why does the Gemara say, how could the Gemara ask, Mushba v'me'imid me'har Sinai hu, if we're discussing an Eder? And on the flip side, if we're discussing a Shvua, so then why does the Gemara say, why did Rav Gidol Amarav say, Neder Gadol Nadal Kesol? Why did he invoke the term Neder if really he means Shvua? He should just say that the Shvua is Chal. So that's what we have to understand. Now, the Rishonim have two approaches to answer this question. There are two divergent approaches in the Rishonim. The Ran over here, he says that the Gemara understood in Rav Gidol that when Rav Gidol says Neder Gadol Nadal Kesol, he has to have been referring to a shvua, because a neder can't be chal on you can't make a neder to do an action. Only a shvua, you can make a shvua that I'll do such and such an action. However, a neder, it says, is not chal on davar she'im by mamish. In other words, you can't make a neder that you're going to do such and such an action. All you can do is aser achefza. You could say a neder pertaining to an object. I won't be neder from this object, or koinulai this object. But you can't make a neder to go ahead and actively do something. You can't bind yourself with a neder to do a positive action. So the Gemara understood that Rav Gidol must have meant, even though he said neder gadol nadal lekisrael, he must have meant the shua, and therefore the Gemara asks that he's mushba vaymid me'har Sinai hu. And he says this, that the Gemara says neder gadol nadar, even though he says the lashon of neder, even though the Rav Gidol says lashon of neder, he says we find such a concept throughout Shas, that the term neder and shvua are interchangeable, and sometimes the Gemara will say a lashon of neder when we really refer to a shvua, gives an example from the next Amid. We're going to have that a person's nidrei yushayim neder nazir of a carbon ubishvua, that we call nidrei yushayim, refer to nidrei yushayim as something that as a person that making a shvua. So you see that the term neder and the term shvua are interchangeable, and he gives other examples. However, that's the concept he says. He learns up our Gemara is only talking about a shvua, and it's not talking at all about a neder. Now, the Ran is not alone in this. Other Rishonim also learn like that. Taisus over here learns like that. The Rashba quotes like this from Ben Yoina, and there are other Rishonim that learn like this Mahalach. Now, I want to point out that according to the Ran, there's something else that's very easily understood based on the Sheet of the Ran, is the Gemara's Lashon is that neder gadol nadal leke Yisrael. That's an interesting Lashon for neder. Should just say, the neder is chal. Why do we invoke the leke Yisrael? Why invoke the concept of leke Yisrael that he's doing to the Rebbein Shalom? So Bishlam, if it's a Shvua, then it's easy to understand. Because a Shvua, even though the Ran says in the beginning of the Masechta that a Shvua does not require that the person invokes Shem Shemayim, however, it certainly is the derech to invoke Shem Shemayim by a Shvua. So we can understand why he says, Neder Gadol Nadal Lekei Yisrael, since usually that's a term of the Lekei Yisrael is a term that's associated with Shvua. However, if it's just a Neder, why did he say, Neder Gadol Nadal Lekei Yisrael? He should just say, Hareza Neder. So look how that would be something that would be understandable according to this Mahalach in the Rishonim. So that is their Mahalach. However, many Rishonim don't learn like the Ran. They learn the whole sugya is talking about a neder. And so the question is, how can the Gemara ask that he's mushba v'ayimid me'har Sinai? We know the neder is chal even on the Dvar Mitzvah. So these Rishonim explain that there are two types of nedarim. There are nidrei iser, such as when a person says koinim, that something should be koinim upon them. That's where the Gemara says there's no concept of mushba v'ayimid me'har Sinai by when a person asers a chayfetz with a koinim. However, these Rishonim say there's another concept of neder that we find in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that brings down the pasuk. It's going on the pasuk that says Maitzis v'sacham tishmar v'sisa kasher nadata shem lekech nedover kasher dibato b'ficha. So the Gemara says that when the Torah says b'ficha, this new parsha of nedarim, that the tishmar v'sisa, when it says b'ficha, we darshan b'ficha zut tzaka. And these Rishonim learn that it's not just tzaka that the Torah is referring to. Rather, this new parsha of Nedarim is referring to all mitzvahs. So this that the Gemara says, that he's mushba v'ayimid me'har Sinai, what the Gemara means on this new parsha of Nedarim, of Nidrei Mitzvah, since this neder is not an Isser Chefza, rather it's a mitzvah on the person to do, so on such a neder, there would be a concept
of Mushba Vaymed Mar Sinai. So that's what the Gemara means when it says Vaha Mushba Vaymed Mar Sinai. That's the way the Ritva says, and really a lot of Rishonim say like that. The Rosh says like that, holds like that. The Rambam says like that.
Find the same thing in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. They also speak out this halacha in Hilchos Nedarim.
In Siman Reish Yud Gimel.
And really Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says, Nedarim ein chal on nedavar shein by mamish. The Shulchan Aruch starts off saying that a neder is not chal on nedavar shein by mamish. And then in Sif Beis, he brings down our halacha to, in contradistinction to the Sif Aleph. It says, Ha'oimer eshne perikzeh have ki'ilu nader lasei staka, that on a dvar mitzvah, then a neder is chal, even though it's a davar shein by mamish, and that's mamish the mahalach that we spoke out from the Ritva, and the other rishonim that a neder nidre mitzvah is chal, even though it's a davar on a davar shein by mamish, even though it's on a maisa. Now, I just want to omit for a moment to explain what's shot in the Ran. In other words, the Ran did not learn our Gemara like the other rishonim. So the Chari we have to understand in the Ran is pshat that he disagrees inherently with the other Rishonim, and he holds that there's no concept of Nidre Mitzvah, or is pshat that the Ran for some reason just didn't want to learn our Gemara like that, but really he agrees to the actual concept of Nidre Mitzvah just like the other Rishonim say. Now we find that this Inyan is a Machlekes Achreinim, V'gdeile Achreinim. The Beis Yosef over here, when he's going on the tour that brings down about Nidre Mitzvah Achal, even a Nadav Hashem by Mamish, so he brings down what the Rosh says, like we said over from the Dva, the Rosh, that it's talking about Nidre Mitzvah, and that's why it's Chal and Nadav Hashem by Mamish. So the Beis Yosef speaks out that even the Ran also really agrees to the concept of Nidre Mitzvah, and he brings the Ran in the next Gemara that we're about to have after that. The Gemara says that Ha'omer L'chaveyo Inashkim V'nishne Perek Zeh Olav L'hashkim, that if a person tells his friend that he's going to wake up, they should wake up and learn a certain perek, then it's binding on him. So the Ran says that one of the things that the Gemara tells us is that a Kabbalah ba'alma yochol l'chayiv v'satzmai, just by merely the fact that the person made upon himself, accepted upon himself, a Kabbalah to go do a mitzvah, that itself binds him and obligates him. So the Beis Yosef says that we see from here that really there's no machlekes between the Ran and the other Rishonim in Halacha. They both agree that there's a concept, a full-fledged concept of Nidre Mitzvah. The whole machlekes is just how to explain our sugya. Now the Beis Yosef does not really speak out what the difference between why it is that the Ran did not want to learn the Gemara like that. He just says the Ran didn't want to learn the Gemara like that. But if you look in the Ran, it's mashma that he didn't want to say that he says the Gemara understands that to mean a full-fledged Shvua with all the Dine Shvua, and therefore he didn't want to explain the Gemara like the other Rishonim. Because it's mashma, and also the Gemara says that ain't Shvua chal Shvua. So it could be that that's also why the Ran did not want to learn like the other Rishonim. That's the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, that really there's no machlekes whatsoever between the Ran and the other Rishonim. However, if you look in the Goyin, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, the Goyin says that this halacha, that the Shulchan Aruch says, that Omer Eshna Perek says, bounds what he says that's the Rosh, but it's not like the Ran, because according to the Ran, that'll be a Shvua Sha'amri B'losh Neder. In other words, the Ran over here speaks out that the case in the Gemara is that you said Shvua, that you said you're doing a Shvua, that you're going to be Mashkim V'Elmud Mishnah Zeh, or Perek Zeh, and if you didn't, then it's not a Shvua. So that in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where it just says, he says, Eshna Perek Zeh, the Goyin speaks out, according to the Ran, it will not be binding on him, because it's a Shvua since he did not speak out a lashon that indicates a shvua, there is no shvua here, and therefore the Ran can't be going, would not hold to this halacha. That's, so we see from the Goyin that it's not just that the Ran didn't want to be in Farish our Gemara like that. It's that the Ran inherently was opposed. He held that the Gemara cannot possibly be going about an eder. Now, how we have to understand in the Goyin that the Beis Yosef is bringing the Ran in the next sugya, that the Ran agrees that b'kabbalah ba'al mi'ischayiv. So how can we say that the Ran does not agree at all to the other Rishonim that there's a concept of the Nidre Mitzvah? Besides that, it's the Gemara, The Ryan himself speaks out that love lahashkim, that one of the things is that we see from the next Gemara is that a person is bound when he makes a when he declares that he's making a kabbalah to do something. So I think the answer to this lies in Iran in Maseches Tainus. It's Daf Dalon Aleph in the Dape Rif over there in Maseches Tainus. So the Iran is discussing about someone who makes a kabbalah Tainus. And he says that this, that the Gemara says that a person could be loiva adam tainise or pereya b'yayim acher, a person could, let's say a person accepted upon himself to fast on certain days, and he rather switch it around and eat on a certain day, and he'll fast later. So the Gemara says you could do that. You're allowed to borrow your tenesim. In other words, if I was mekabel a certain amount, number of days, I'm allowed to eat on one day, and then fast the day that corresponds to that day. So the Ran explains the reason why you're allowed to do that is because it's not a nether gomer. And he says that the din that he says that the same thing applies to nidre and niyam and nidre tztaka. When a person says that he's going to give tztaka, then he's allowed to switch mishanim tztaka to tztaka. If he says he's going to give it to a certain tztaka, he's allowed to instead give it to a different tztaka. And he says that that's the same din as loiva adam tainisei pireya, and the reason is because it's not a full-fledged nether. So the chayyim, the pshat is, we see from the Ran that the reason that it's not, even though there is a concept of nidre mitzvah, which is the next Gemara, but the concept is not as strong as a full-fledged nether. So now we can understand very geshmak why, according to the Goyin, why the Ran did not want to explain our Gemara like the other Rishonim. Since nidre mitzvah is on a lower madrega, so he did not, and so it doesn't pass to say, it's not appropriate to say in our Gemara that neder gadol nader like Yisrael, since it's not a full-fledged neder. It's just this Kabbalah ba'alma. But al kolpanim, what does come out is that l'kuli alma, for a person makes is mekabel upon himself to do something, he is obligated to do it. According to Roy Vishayim, it's a full-fledged neder of nidre mitzvah, called nidre mitzvah, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin. And according to the Ran, it won't have the same toikif. There will be kulis. It will be kulis that you don't have by other nedarim. However, there will be a chiyuv on him to fulfill what he promised to fulfill. Now, there's a very basic question in our Gemara, which the Mefarshim address. The Gemara asks on Rav Gidol that said that Ashkim ve'ashna perek zeh or masach zeh that he's obligated to do so. So the Gemara asks that he's a mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. In other words, he's mushba to on mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So since he's mushba on Talmud Torah, so when he was mekabel on himself to be loimid perek zeh, ashna perek zeh or masach zeh, so he's already mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. Now, it's quite difficult to understand that it's true that a person is mushba va'imid mehar Sinai to learn Torah in general. But there's nothing about what he's mushba va'imid that dictates that he has to learn this particular perek or this particular mesechta. So where's the mushba va'imid mehar Sinai? So this is quite a difficult question, and it's a shtickel tema, somewhat of a tema, why it is that Roy Vishayim don't seem to address this question. The only one that I saw that addresses it is the Ritva. And the Ritva learns that the Gemara, Gufa means this teretz. When the Gemara says that Ibai Pater Navshe B'Kriyashma, if he wants, he can pater himself from Kriyashma, the Gemara doesn't mean Davka, that he's not Chayiv in Torah because of Kriyashma, the way the Ran learns. Rather, he learns that Kriyashma is Lav Davka. The Gemara means that if he wants, he Mekayim Talmud Torah with any part of Torah, and Mela, when he says Ashkim Va'eshna Perek Zeh, so he's obligated because of his shua to learn that perek. Now that's the malach of the Ritva, but it's a tmiya. The other rishonim do not explain the gemara like that. The Ran Lahegya doesn't explain the gemara like that. I did not see any other rishon that explains that's what the gemara means. So l'chayr, you have to understand, according to the other rishonim, what do they do with Ritva's kasha that there's nothing about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that dictates he has to learn this particular perek or mesechta at this particular time. So the Shammai Yadarim asks this kasha, and he answers based on an important yisoid, a very fundamental yisoid in Hilchus Mushba, in the Inyan of Mushba Va'imid Mehar Sinai, that he says that whenever there's a kiyum mitzvah that happens through the maisa that he's swearing about, then the shu is not chal, because he's Mushba Va'imid Mehar Sinai. And he brings this yisoid from the Shailos Tshuvas Mabit that he says that the bit says that if someone makes a shvua that he's going to pay a chayv that he has by a certain date, so the din is that the shvua is not chal on him, because when the Mabit explains that whenever a person borrows money, so there's a chiyuv to pay back the priyas bal chayv mitzvah. So therefore, when he pays back, there's a mitzvah to pay back. So even though there's nothing about priyas bal chayv that dictates it has to be by a certain date, but since when he actually pays on that day, he's being mekayim mitzvah. So therefore, it's not chal because of ein shvua chal shvua. He's a mushba v'aymed mehar Sinai. So and the Shalmei Nedarim brings down a similar concept we find from the Shailos Teshuvas Tashbeitz, that he says over there that let's say someone swore that he's going to eat in the sukkah. So the Tashbat says that shvua was not chal because he's mushba v'aymed mehar Sinai. Now, we have to understand that there's no chiyuv in mitzvah sukkah that a person has to eat in the sukkah. The entire chiyuv is that if he eats, it has to be in the sukkah. And this person swore that he wouldn't eat in the sukkah. So we see the same concept. Zuk l'shalmin darim, we see the same concept that as long as there's a chiyuv mitzvah in what he was mekayim, when he was nishba about, so then we apply the concept of mushba v'aymid mehar Sinai. So the Shalmei Nedarim says, that's pshat in our Gemara. It's true that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not obligate him to learn this particular parak or this particular mesechta. However, since when he learns the parak that he said he would learn, or the mesechta that he said he would learn, he is mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so we apply the rule of Moshe Bavayimed Mehar Sinai. That is the mahalach of the Shalmei Nedarim in our sugya. Shlomo Zalman, in the Sefer Minchas Shlomo, he brings down this Shalmei Nedarim, and he asks a very stark akasha on the Shalmei Nedarim. He says that the case of our Gemara, L'chayra, is quite different than the case of the Mabit and of the Tashbats. He says there's a very, very basic distinction. Because in the case of the Mabit and the Tashbats, when a person actually does what he said he would do through the Shvua, He was mekayim completely what the Torah said. There's nothing, he did completely the mitzvah as it says in the Torah. So meila, we say that he's moshe b'vayimim mehar Sinai. For example, in the case of the Mabit, when a person said he would pay by a certain time, and so every moment he has a mitzvah on him, priyas b'al chayv mitzvah, when he actually pays, he did completely what the Torah said. He had a chiv to pay, and he paid. And same thing with the Tashbatz's case. When the person says he's going to make a shvua to eat in the sukkah. So when he actually eats in the sukkah, there's a mitzvah that when you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. So he ate in the sukkah. That's something that's a mitzvah. So we say that he's moshba v'aymid mehar Sinai. However, in our case, when a person could learn any part of Kol HaTorah Kula and be mekayim the mitzvah of learning Torah, and he designates that he's only going to learn this mitzvah, so there's nothing in the Torah that says that he has to learn this particular parak or this particular mesachta. So when he does it in a different surah because of his shvua, so then certainly you could say that that there's no concept of mushba v'aymed mehar Sinai about this surah. The case of Shlomo Zalman gives to illustrate this is, let's say a person has two matzahs on Leil Pesach, he has two matzahs sitting in front of him. And he makes a shvua that he's going to use one of the matzahs to be mekayim his mitzvah. So he says, it's pashit, that in that case, you'll say that there's no concept of mushba v'aymed mehar Sinai. Since I could eat the Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, any matzah in the world is fine to be mekayim, is okay to be mekayim the mitzvah with, and the shvua only dictates that it's this particular matzah. So as far as that, there's no mitzvah that has to be this matzah rather than that matzah. So therefore, the shvua certainly, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, will be chal. And the same thing in our Gemara. Since a person could be mekayim his mitzvah of Talmud Torah with any Gemara, any part of Torah, and he designates this part, so this designation is not something the Torah is mechayiv. So if so, for Reb Shlomo Zalman, we should say that that it's a good shvua. There shouldn't apply the concept of mushba v'aymid mehar Sinai. That is the way Reb Shlomo Zalman's kasha on the Shalmei Nedarim. Now I wanted to suggest the teretz to Reb Shlomo Zalman's kasha based on the side the Ran says over here that from we learn out from Vishinantam Levanecha that there's a chiv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, that it should be Mechudadim Beficha. So it comes out that really there's a chiyuv on a person to learn each and every sugya of Torah. There's a specific chiyuv on each sugya in the Torah that a person has to learn it. So when a person learns a specific sugya, so he's fulfilling an obligation that he's truly chayiv mehasinai. There is an obligation to learn the sugya. It's true that if he learns a different sugya, then he'll be mekayim the mitzvah towards that sugya, but he won't be mekayim mischiv towards this sugya. So it's not doime at all to the case when a person has two matzahs and he chooses to eat one of them. Over there, there's no din in the Torah that dictates which matzah a person has to learn. Whereas over here, by Talmud Torah, each and every sugya, when I learn it, so I'm being mekayim my chiv towards that sugya. So it's very much doime to the case, for example, of the mabit, that when I'm nishba to pay by a certain time, so each second I have a chiv to pay, and it's true I don't have a chiv specifically in this second, but when I do it in this second, I'm doing the chiv of the second. So the same thing with learning Torah. Even though I could learn a different sugya, but when I learn this sugya, I'm being mekayim my chiv towards this sugya. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that he's mushba vaymid mehasinai. So if so, according to this, there's a big makom to say, like we're saying from the Shalmei Nedarim, that there would be a concept of mushba vaymid mehasinai regarding someone that says they'll learn a specific parak or specific mesachta.
The Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis brings down the story of Ravina, that he asked Ravashi, what's baal mahu shiyasa shliach lahatir nidrei ishtoi? Is the husband allowed to become a shliach to matter the neder of his wife? In other words, can a woman send her husband into Beis Din and have him present the neder to Beis Din and ask for atara, and Beis Din will be matter to the husband, and that heter will help for the wife? So Rav Ashi responded, "Imechanfin in iloiloi." If the Beis Din, if the dayanim are already gathered, in other words, they're sitting there, all three people. So then, a husband can be a shliach, and he can take his wife's neder to Beis Din. But if not, in other words, if the husband has to start going around accumulating these three people, then he can't be a shliach, and he can't bring the neder in front of a Beis Din that he himself had to assemble. So Gemara learns from this three things. Gemara says, Shmamino, we see from here that a baal can be a shliach to l'charatas ishtoi, to bring his wife's heter of nadarim to Beis Din. A second thing we see is that a person can't be matur and neder in the area of his rav. And the third thing Gemara says is that we see that it's only if Beis Din is already assembled. But if not, then the husband cannot be a shliach to be matur the neder of his wife. Now, there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim over here, how to understand this, that the Gemara says that the Baal could be a shliach to bring the charata of his wife to Beis Din. The Rambam holds that this, that the Gemara says that a husband can be a shliach for his wife, that's a special kula in a husband. Only a husband can be a shliach to bring in a neder on his wife's behalf. A regular person cannot make a shliach to be matir their own neder. And Mr. Shamsun will see why that is. However, a husband can, and the reason is because ishtoi kegufay, since a person's wife has a din like themselves, so therefore a husband can bring in his wife's neder and have the dayanim be matter the neder. And then it comes out according to this opinion that this, that the Gemara says that shmamino imichin fin shapir dami, that it's only if the base of the dayanim are assembled. That's a new reason. It's a new halacha that even though the husband can be a shliach to be matir his wife's neder, there's another din that a husband can only do it if the dayanim are already assembled. That is the approach of the Rambam in our Gemara. However, there's another approach in Rishonim, Taisus and the Rashba. They say the exact opposite. Normally, a person can always make a shliach to bring his neder to Beis Din and do hataras nedarim through a shliach. It is only the husband that has this restriction that the Gemara says that shmami noy michim fin shaper dami. It's only the husband that has this special restriction that if he has to assemble the dayanim himself, then he can't be mad to bring his wife's neder in front of Beis Din. And the reason for this, Tosfos says, is because nidrei ishtoi kashim al adam, a person's wife's nedarim cause a difficulty to him, and therefore we're concerned that maybe he'll come to lie when it comes to the Torah. Now, this Beis Din will ask him, if he would have known such and such a thing, would she have been made the neder? So he'll be so anxious for a heter, and especially this is compounded by the fact that he had to work hard to get this Beis Din together, so he'll come to lie, and if he lies, then the Rosh and other places can say that if a person lies about when he brings a Pesach to Beis Din, then even though Beis Din said Mutter Lach, it's still not Mutter, and the Neder is there, and the person will be over on a Neder his entire life. So because of that, Chazal said that if a person has to go through the effort of assembling Dayanim, then, since he's adding on, he's compounding his desire to have this neder mutter, so we're afraid he'll come to lie when he has to bring a Pesach to Beis Din. Now, the approach of Tosis and the Rashba is very easy to understand. There's a parsha of Shluchei Shel Adam K'maisai that applies throughout the Torah. So over here too, when it comes to Hataras Nedarim, the person can make a shliach, just like he can make a shliach to do all kinds of other things in the Torah, Kedushin, Truma, all kinds of things. He can also make a shliach for Hataras Nedarim. But we have to understand, as the sheet of the Rambam, why is it that by Hataras Nedarim, shlichus does not help? Now the Ran has a raya to the Rambam Shita from Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that Shalmi wants to know if a person can have a maturgamon sitting by Beis Din, someone, an interpreter who will Beis Din, let's say, does not understand the language that he's familiar with, and you'll have a maturgamon, an interpreter, tell Beis Din what it is that he's saying, and then Beis Din will go be matur neder. So the Shalmi wants to know, does that help or not? So the Ran points out that how could a maturgamon, an interpreter, be any different, that how could it be worse than a shliach? So if the Yerushalmi entertains a possibility that a maturgamon won't help, then for sure a shliach should not help. So it must be that a shliach does not help for Hataras Nedarim. That's the raya the Ran brings. Now, it sounds like a good raya, but again, we need the Hesber. What is the reason why it is that a shliach should not help for a Hataras Nedarim the way it helps in Kol HaTorah Kula? Now we find in the Achronim two approaches to this question. Some Achronim who understand in the Rambam that this, that a person can't make a shliach for Hataras Nedarim, is a din derabanan. The Chazal preferred that a person come to Beis Din by himself for his own Hataras Nedarim. The Radvaz and the Kiryas Malach Rav, they say go with such an approach, and they say the Chazal want the person should be embarrassed in front of the Dayanim, that way he'll refrain from making Shvuas and Nedarim. And so according to that approach, you have to say that with the husband, since the husband is close to the wife, then a person would not, that itself, that a person has to send their spouse, is enough of a reason to cause them to refrain from making Nedarim. Now there are other Achronim that they try and say that the Rambam means that there's a din min haTorah that shlichus does not work for Hataras Nedarim. Really, if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shvuos Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, Rambam says that his word is like this: Zesh Nishba, the person who makes a shvua, who shiyavay lifnei hachacham lahatir loy. He's the one who has to come in front of the chacham to be matur the neder. So the Rambam doesn't say that there's some sort of takan over here that he should be embarrassed. He just says that the one who swears, he's the one who has to come. And he says this halacha right after he says the halacha that a person can't be matur his own shvua, which is certainly, according to Rav Achronim, that's certainly a din d'oraisa, that a person can't be matur his own shvua and he needs dayanim to do it for him. So the juxtaposition of this din and that din, when he says that you need dayanim to do it, and then he says, and you need that the person himself who made the shvua should come to Beis Din, that would seem to imply that it's all min haTorah. So the question is, min haTorah, why is it that we don't say the general rule of Shluchei Shel Adam K'maisai? The Maritz Chiyus, in the back of the Gemara, he wants to suggest a mahalach in this concept of the Rambam, that a person can't make a shliach to matur neder, based on a shita of the Marit, there's a shayla of Tshuvas Marit in Chelek Aleph Siman Kof Chazayin that says that a person can't make his nechasim hektish through a shliach. Now, you can't tell someone, please go be maktish such and such a property. And he says the reason is because we have a klal that milu lemimser and l'shliach. I want to point out that this mahalach of the Meritzchias is not at all pashit, because many achronim ask on the Marit, they have the Machan Ephraim and Shluchan Hilch Simon Zayin and the Beis Meir and Evan Ezra Simon Kovchov Siv Dalad, they ask that in the case of Mili, like Mimser and Lashliach, that's only when someone makes a Shliach, let's say, to write a get. So someone, Reuven, will appoint Shimon to write a get, and Shimon now can't appoint Levi to give over the shlichus that he received from Reuven because of Mili Lemimser and Lashlichus. In other words, when the person who himself has the koyach to affect the chalais, that person, it's not when he appoints a shliach, that's not called mili. That's a regular din of shlichus. Because otherwise, if we're going to say that appointing a shliach is called mili, so how could anyone ever make a shliach? That's the question the Chredim ask on Marit. And Rikiv Eker answers that there's a very big distinction, because normally by shlichus, so even though in the end of the day, let's say when the person appoints a shliach to write a get, he's just appointing him verbally. But when the shliach actually fulfills the shlichus, then when he writes the get, now the shlichus is performed through a maisa. However, when the first shliach appoints a second shliach, then as far as from the perspective of the first shliach, there never was an action that he actually performed, and that's the problem of mili. So just to summarize what the shayla of mili like mimser l'shliach, it's a machlekes achronim. What does it mean, the word mili, that are not mimser l'shliach? According to Marit, what a shliach can't do is anything that's just has to do with words, just a verbal chalais, anything that happens just verbally, that is removed from the parasha of shlichus. And therefore, the Meritz Chayyeh says that in our sugya also, something such as being matur and neder is also removed from a maisage. There's no mice involved. It's just all that there is verbally bringing the neder to Beis Din. So therefore, it would go under the klal of milim loimimser and l'shlichas. However, the Machan Ephraim and the Beis Meir, they understand that the idea of mili that is restricted, that is mufka from shlichas, that's an idea, that's a concept that's exclusively by making a shliach. But where the words itself make a shliach to do words, they hold that it should work. So it comes out that the mahalach of the Maritz Chiyas depends on this machlekes. In other words, if the concept of mili lemimser l'shlichus means that anything associated with speech you can't make a shliach on, so that's a very good mahalach in the Rambam, that since hataras nedarim is associated with speech, so that's why you can't make a normal shliach. Only a husband can be a shliach because of ishtoi kegufay. However, if we understand like the other achrayim, that milu lemitzvah l'shlichus is a concept that applies only to minu shlichus, then this would not be mahalach in the Rambam. There's no reason why a person shouldn't be able to make a shliach to bring in their neder in front of the dayanim. Now, Shmuel Rozovsky is ma'ir on this Maritz Chiyas, that he understands that when the Gemara says, talks about making a shliach to be matur neder, this doesn't mean the parsha of shlichus l'shluchay shaladim k'maisai. He assumes it means that the point is that Beis Din has to know the person has charata. He says even if a guy will be able to do it, or anyone, even you don't have to have a din of shlichus kala tarikula. As long as we know it came in front of the dayanim and the dayanim said mutter mutter mutter, then that's enough for ataras nedarim. There's no, he holds that for pshitas that you don't need a lundus, you don't need that there should be a parsha of shlichus in the ataras nedarim. Now, I also want to point out another ha'ara on the Maritz Chiyas, is that is, if you look at the words of the Rambam, it's not mashma that there's a problem with shlichos, that the person can't make a shliach, like the Maritz Chiyas says. The words the Rambam uses is, zeh shenishba hu shetzarech leilech l'beis din. It's mashma, there's a din on him that he has to go to Beis Din. According to Maritz Chiyas, it's not a din on him that he has to go to Beis Din, it's just since the shlichos doesn't work, so that's why he has to go to Beis Din. But so the mashmais of the Rambam is that it's not just the chasarin and shlichus, but rather the person himself has to come to Bezin. So the question is, where should we have some makor that the person himself has to come to Bezin? So I saw in the Sefer Mincha Shleima, you bring from Shleima Zalman, that he wants to be mechadish mahalach, that the makor of Hataras Nedarim is because of lo yachal dvari. And we darshan, that means that hu einei meichel, the person himself can't be meichel his own words, he can't give a heter to his own words, but other people can give him a heter for his neder. And he learns that the pasuk does not mean that it's strictly other people that are meichel. No, he can't be meichel his words, he has nothing to do with the heter on his words. But rather, he wants to suggest that when the Torah says, hu einei meichel, means that he can't give a heter to his words by himself. He needs that the Yanim should help him. But the way Hashem Zalman understands is that he is part, the person who's being shail on the neder, is part of the heter process. You need three Dayanim and the neder together, they all together affect the hataras nedarim. So that would be an explanation. The Rambam, according to Hashem Zalman, it's very understandable. What the Rambam is saying is that Zash and Nishba, the person who makes the shul himself, he's the one who has to come to Dayanim, because it's him together with the Dayanim that to collectively make that Taras Nadarim. That would explain why it's only a husband there's a din of Ishtai Kegufai. That's all that, so he had, when he comes to Bezin, it's as if his wife is here, and that's why together they're able to make a heter for the neder.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.